So good to us. I thank the Lord for His mercy in our lives. Hebrews chapter 11, if you'll turn there with me in the Word of God. I want us to stand to our feet tonight, and we're going to read these first few verses together. And we're going to look at one statement and go from there. The Bible says, "Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death. It was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." I want you to look at what the Bible says in verse number 3 when it says, "Through faith." Through faith. It's an amazing thing what you can have through faith that God has given to us tonight. Through faith that God has made available to us tonight. But it's a choice. And that choice will make the difference between heaven and hell. It'll make a difference between walking in the will of God as a believer or not walking in the will of God as a believer. Because the Christian life is a life of faith. And through faith, great things can happen. Through faith, we understand great things about the Lord. Let's pray together. Father, please have your way. We thank you for the Word of God and for all that it says. Lord, tonight as we think about this thought of through faith, what we can have, I pray, God, that you'll help us in this place tonight to realize all that we can have through faith. And Lord, I pray if there be one here tonight that's never put their faith and trust in Thee, that this would be the night that they recognize their need of Christ as Savior and understand that without Thee, Lord, that they're lost and on the way to the devil's hell. But Lord, if they'll just come by faith, that through it, Lord, they can have heaven. They can have assurance in the promise of eternal life. And Lord, we'll give You the glory for what You do as You work in our hearts and lives tonight. We pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you. Please be seated. I was thinking as I was looking over these verses of Scripture and began to see what the Bible says when it says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. That means there's an assurance of things and for the evidence of things not seen. And I began to realize that through faith, great things can happen. But what a sad thing it is, and what a tragic thing to think of millions and millions of people that'll die without Christ when it's simple as putting their faith in the Lord. The problem is, a lot of times, is people that are without Christ don't see our faith from those of us that are in Christ. And so they begin to think, well, I don't want anything like that. So tonight, let's determine we're going to realize what we can have through faith. We're going to understand that if we'll live by faith and walk by faith and talk by faith and go forward by faith, that God can do some great and mighty things in our life. I believe one of the great downfalls of people having faith in God is something is the view of the Creator God, of creation. And we're seeing in society today, we're watching as creation is no longer an acceptable fact. It's as a matter of fact that they say it's a myth and that evolution is a fact. And they're teaching it as such without any regards to creation. And I believe that the very basis of our faith goes all the way back to the very first verse in the Word of God. When the Bible says in the beginning, in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 1, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." And if we get that right, I believe we're well on our way to having what we need to have in our life of faith. But if we deny that fact, and if we continue on that path and teaching such things as that are being taught today, then fewer and fewer people are going to come to faith in the Lord. The Bible says in the beginning. I want you to notice in the beginning. When you go back to that, we never find an argument for the existence of God in the Bible. It says He already existed. The Bible says in the beginning, God. Before the world was, God already existed. The Bible doesn't say that God began there. The Bible doesn't say in the beginning God was created. The Bible says in the beginning God created. In other words, in the beginning God already existed. When you read through the Bible, you will never see one place where the Bible tries to prove the existence of God. It concludes that that's self-evident. God already exists. We do find in Psalm 90, verse number 2, when the Bible says, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever their house has formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. So we understand, in other words, that God always has been and God always shall be. It does not matter what happens in this world, God will always be God. Through faith we understand, the Bible says, that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. God spoke it and it happened. In the beginning, God. We understand that through faith that these things happen so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So we see in the beginning. And then we see in Genesis chapter number 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. That word for create, created there, it means instantaneous, miraculous. It didn't take thousands of years for God to create it. He created this world in 6 literal days. He spoke and it existed. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Man has tried for all these years to create something in the same way, but they've always failed. Because God started with nothing and made something. Man has created a lot of different things, but they've always had to have something to start with. See, through faith we understand this. I'm getting to something here in just a few moments, all right? Through faith we understand this. Man always has to have something to begin with, but God can create something out of nothing. In this land called America, this great land, I believe the greatest land in all the world, land that truly was built upon the principles of the Word of God, liberties and freedoms came because of people that believed this book. But now we see in our society, as people have infiltrated, and I heard somebody say a long time ago that probably the greatest problem in America is we're too kind to people. Yeah, you know, I don't know how you can look at that. I don't know how you can think about that, but the fact that you know, anybody could come and at one time the rules, but I understand what they're saying, that people have brought in, just like with the Jews, when they started getting involved with all these others and allowing the idols to come in, it always messed them up. And we allowed things to come in. And one of the greatest problems we have in America now is that people are confused. We have evolution, which says people evolve. I mean, I'll have to go into that. There's, and this is not just in America, a thing for America. This is all over the world. There's polytheism, which means that many gods wrought in creation. I want you to know there's only one God. And He is the God that created the heaven and the earth. Then there's atheism. And it's an amazing thing, but atheism is becoming more and more prevalent in today's society, which teaches there is no God. You know? Do you know in America now there are fewer people now that have any religion, is what they're saying. You know, they take these polls and stuff all the time. Fewer and fewer people have religion. There was at one time, you could ask people about their religion. Now I realize religion covers a wide spectrum of things, but America was a very religious nation. I'm not going to say a Christian nation. You can't have a Christian nation, but you can have a majority of people being Christians. But in America, fewer and fewer people, a lot of people say they have no religion whatsoever. Well, I look at that, and that that's right next to atheism, you know? And I begin to see that we're headed down a road in this society and in this world that has taken faith away. Then there's pantheism, that God and nature are the same. I'm glad they're not, aren't you? There's materialism. That means everything's explainable in the terms of matter. And then there's fatalism, and everything's determined by fate and by chance. But my Bible says that everything's determined by our faith. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So we can look, and sometimes we think other countries are so far behind us when it comes to this, but I tell you, we're catching up with them in their unbeliefs and in their different thoughts. And as we see things happen before, sometimes it's an amazing thing. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 3, through faith we understand. I believe the great gift of faith has been given to us so that we can understand some great truths. He says, through faith, the writer says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, I believe that with no Bible or no preacher or anything like that, that creation proves the existence of God and God confirms His process of creation. All you have to do is look around. I believe that our conscience tells us there is a God, and I believe that creation proves that there is a God. And through faith we understand these things. People now, you know, they say they have to be able to see it all to believe it. And people that live like that are going to live a sad, sad life. I'm glad that we can live by faith. Habakkuk said, the just shall live by his faith. Paul said three times in the New Testament, the just shall live by faith. Dear friends, through faith we can understand some great things that God has for us. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter number 1 concerning creation, verse 19 and 20, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. In other words, there is no excuse for people that do not want to believe that there is a God. What I'm saying is one day they're going to stand before the Lord at the great white throne judgment, and they're going to try to make their case, and there will be no case to be made. And all God will have to do is to prove to them that there is a God by the creation. And He can show them, prove to him that he is God simply because of these things. You see, this is where our foundation is crumbling in society, is because people want to say that there's no such thing as faith. People, you know, say everything's relevant. You know, there's no absolutes anymore. You understand what I'm saying? There are no absolutes that's what's being taught in our education system, in society, that there are no absolutes, but they're wrong. God's word is right. Amen. And the God that in the beginning spoke the world into existence is the God that through faith, when we put our faith in Him, will take us to be with Him in heaven someday. Amen. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, God created them. There's no excuse. The Bible teaches us that God, through creation, has proven Himself. Now, we need to pray that God would help us for our nation and for the world to see this. And we have to give the truth. God's Word is powerful. Will not return void, the Bible says. I was watching a show on TV the other day, and they were interviewing some professors, and some things they have determined to bring things into the universities. They made a determined choice several decades ago to infiltrate the universities to bring end things like this atheism, to bring in things that will tear away at the moral fiber of our society. They succeeded. Now here's the problem. Where were the Christians that should have been taking their stand? Where are the Christians that through the years should have been standing up by faith and defending this? The Bible says that this word has to be contended for in every generation. We have to earnestly contend for what? For the faith. And we quit fighting for the faith. I was watching this. I was reading an article in something that I got, and they were saying how that evangelical communities have decided to give in to some of the whims of the world and the laws that go against the Bible. But friends, we can't give in. We cannot quit fighting for the truth of God's Word. And we have to understand this. This is what we need. This is what you need in your home. If you live by yourself, you need to realize through faith you can conquer great mountains. Through faith you can walk through the deepest valleys. Through faith, great things can happen in your life. Because God never promised us that everything would go wonderful after we got saved. But God did say He would never leave us or forsake us. God did say He would be with us always, even into the end of the world. As a matter of fact, God told us that we would go through some fiery trials. But He said, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials. God didn't say it would be easy. But how are we going to make it? Through faith. And that's what I'm saying tonight, is that we can live our lives with our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and know that He's going to take care of us and give us the strength that we need. This isn't a message because all that's happening in the world. This is a message for every day. This is a message that could have been happening when America was at its height of Christianity. We have to continue on by faith. Somewhere, pulpits have gotten quiet on this, and I think a lot of times what has happened is they've given in to the gods of materialism, and they thought they've had to build some great kingdom here, when really what we ought to be doing is telling our people we're going to have to live by faith. And I see all the things that are happening, and I hear the reports that are coming out of universities, and I read the newspapers, and I realize somewhere a generation, some generation dropped the ball. Well, I think it's time that somebody picked it up. Amen. By faith. And we charge toward the goal line. Amen. And we go straight in, knowing that Jesus is going to carry us out of this world. I've come to realize that the most important thing in everyone's life is the thing called faith. It's the most important thing. I have the most wonderful family in all the world. I have a beautiful wife that God's given to me, and two precious children who've grown up on me in a hurry, and both of them saved. And they're very important to me. But I wouldn't have the family I have if it weren't for my faith. God has blessed me with the privilege of putting faith in Him. God gives every one of us faith. It's just where we apply that faith. The description of faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The definition of faith is in chapter 12 where it says, looking unto Jesus. That's what faith is all about. The source of faith is the Bible. Do you recognize the problem now? If the source of faith is the Bible, the problem is the Bible's not being read. It's not being read in Christian homes. Before it was taken out of schools, a lot of Christians quit reading this thing. You understand? The downfall, I believe, the greatest downfall of America is when we took the Word of God totally out of the schools. Because God's Word does not return void. Why did that happen? Well, because there was a decided action from the people that believed in the ungodly things such as evolution and polytheism and pantheism to infiltrate the universities, to corrupt things. Not just America, I'm talking about all around the world. So how are we going to make it? If that's the case, I want you to know faith in God is stronger than anything else in this world. And we can make it. It could be that you and I are the only ones left. But you know he's going to take us home. The object of our faith, the source of our faith is the Bible. The object of our faith is whom? Jesus Christ. There's lots of objects of faith. You put your faith in that pew when you sat down. So, well, how did I put faith in it? You know, I sit down here all the time. That's why, because you've seen that it's proved itself to you time and time again that you could sit in it and you would be all right. Well, how in the world does that apply to the life of the Lord Jesus Christ? I want to tell you something. If we will live our faith, it'll prove to others that it's real. Do you understand now? I'm not a pew. You're not a pew. But just as that lifeless piece of wood and padding and covering has proven itself to you, you can prove that Christ is real to others through faith. Living by faith. So we have an understanding here about all these different things. That word faith, we only see it two times in the Old Testament, but all throughout this chapter, chapter number 11, there's all kinds of examples of faith. When it talks about by the elders obtained a good report, or by faith Abel, by faith Enoch, by faith Noah. We may have only seen the word twice in the Old Testament, but their lives prove their faith. And you begin to see the effects of that. We have a New Testament because there were people in the Old Testament that proved their faith. And by the way, dear friends, you have faith in God because they proved they had faith in God. And the next generation needs to see that faith in us. These things that are given to us in Hebrews chapter 11 are all examples of faith. And though much could be said, there are certain things that we can see. The Bible says, by it the elders obtained a good report. And the writer of Hebrews shows us that these great people of faith of the Old Testament. The Bible says in verse 13 of this chapter, these all died in the faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They didn't possess the land yet that God had promised them, but they were looking forward to that. They were seeing these things, and they were understanding this. They didn't possess everything, but the Bible teaches us they didn't receive the promises, but they saw them afar off. We're looking back now. Christ has died. He was buried and He rose again. And we don't have to look forward and see them afar off. We can realize that they're real. The Bible teaches us that we're to live by our faith. But then notice what the Bible says in verse number 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we could talk about this in several different scenarios. Now, I'm closing. I'm getting ready to finish this. I want to talk, first of all, to help you understand that to be saved, you have to do it by faith. The Bible teaches us that it pleased God to the foolishness of preaching to save them which believe. In order for you to be saved, you have to, by faith, trust the Lord Jesus Christ. To serve God, not only to be saved, but to serve God. All these people in chapter number 11, they served by faith. And then to be secure in your faith, in your salvation, you have to have faith that God's Word is true. You see, the Bible says that without faith it's impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God, that's those that are saved, must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now, the first part is dealing with those being saved. The second part are those that are already saved. And we realize as saved people, He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. When we're not seeking God, we're not living by faith, then that's when our doubts about our salvation comes in. Everybody I talk to that more than likely is saved because they've done everything the Bible says to be saved, but they're battling their salvation, it is simply because they're not trying to seek the things of God in their life. I'll say, do you go to church faithfully? Well, you know, I go when I can. Well, what keeps you from going? Well, you know, it's my only day off in a week. I mean, I understand health issues. I understand providential happenings, things that's out of your control. But you think about people, and I'm not talking to you, you're here, you know. This is Wednesday night, you're in church. But you talk to people, and you know, they we had a ball game this week, and then we had this time. And I'm sitting there thinking, you're not diligently seeking after God. That's why you're doubting your salvation. You understand this? So as we think about this tonight, when you're not seeking after God, you get to the point where you don't know what you believe. What do you believe tonight? So there's two things I want to point out, and I'm done. I know I've been all over the place with this. I've had my points. You just didn't hear them. I didn't say point number one, point number two, point number three. If you're here tonight and you've never trusted Christ as Savior, then you need to begin by putting your faith in what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. When Jesus died on the cross, He didn't die just, He died, yeah, if I would have been the only one person, He would have died just for me, but He died for all the world. And He paid for your sins, every sin you've ever committed. So that's so important for you to understand tonight. Jesus loves you. So how can I come to Him? I don't understand it all. Well, just like the offertory, you come just as you are. I don't understand everything about God. I've been studying this Bible for a long time now. I've been trying to get greater and greater knowledge of it. I read books, and when I get done, I think, what in the world did I just read? Because I'm trying to get greater knowledge of God. Some of it's so far over my head, you know. I don't understand everything there is to know about God. But I know that God is real. And I don't ever understand everything about the Bible, but I know it's all true. I, by faith, accept it. Well, that's foolish to accept something by faith. You'll never be happy until you accept God's Word by faith. So I want to speak to you now. If you're here and you're not sure you're saved, you need to come to the point right now. If you die, are you going to go to heaven or hell? If you're going to heaven, it's because you put your faith in Christ, not in a church, not in a ritual, but you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're here and you're not sure you're saved, or you say, I'm not saved, well, tonight is the greatest night of your life. Because tonight you can, by faith, trust Jesus. Now I'm going to talk to the majority. You've come to the place of faith in Christ. You know that heaven's going to be your home. But the problem in a lot of our lives is we're not living by faith. Now, living by faith, there's several different things we could talk about, and I'm not going to talk about any of them tonight, but you know there's several different scenarios you could, you know, maybe it's living, trusting the Lord to send you the money for this. But living by faith is living your faith. Do you understand that? When you live your faith, others see Christ. They see you trusting Christ. They see you believing that Christ is real. They hear the words you say, that in the midst of even difficult circumstances, you have peace. Doesn't mean that you're not crying. It doesn't mean that it's not a heartache. I talked to Brother Henson yesterday on the telephone. And, you know, his son just died a couple weeks ago, 29 years old with leukemia. And I spoke with him. We talked for a half an hour. And he said, it's the most difficult thing I've ever been through in my life. But God has been so good to us. And he began to quote me some scriptures and how God's brought him through. And I thought, here's a man whose faith is in God to bring him through something that I don't know if I could handle it if it were mine. But when I got there, if I ever have to face that, God's grace is sufficient because I put my faith in Him. But so many of us, we live our lives without diligently seeking after God. And if we're not diligently seeking after God, we're not living by faith. We're not living our faith. And without it, we're not pleasing God. So tonight, are we pleasing the Lord? Are we pleasing Him by the life we live, by the things we do? There's things going on in this world that you and I, I know, we never thought we'd see some of the things that we see happening now. So the way that we're going to make it is by faith. That's all I can tell you. Because that's what God's Word says. God's true and every man's a liar if they deny that. But tonight, we're not going to deny it. We're just going to live by faith. We're going to do what it is God wants us to do. Each step He guides us, we're going to follow. We're going to Be careful to live our faith in front of others. People want to deny that God created us, you know. I'm just going to tell them, you know, you can believe what you want to. But I'm glad to tell you that I know that God made me. You know, we don't have to be contentious. But sometimes we do need to contend. I'm not going to fight to hit somebody in the nose about it. But I'm not going to back down about the truth of God's Word. How are we going to make it in this world? By faith. That's the way it's always been. Go back to Habakkuk. And Habakkuk was seeing all that was going on. He said, how long, Lord, how long? Again, he came to that conclusion. Well, just shall live by his faith. And that's how Habakkuk made it. You remember Sunday when I said, everything could be falling apart around me. Yeah, I will rejoice in the Lord. That's what Habakkuk said. And dear friends, tonight, I want to tell you that the life of faith is the greatest life in all the world. And let's just live it. Let's prove our faith to the people around us. Prove your faith to your neighbor, to your coworkers, to your family. When you talk to somebody on the phone and they say something, you know, and you can give them a word from the Lord, give them a word from the Lord. I think, you know, we're afraid people think they're just old holy rollers, you know. Boy, it'd be bad to be called a holy roller, wouldn't it? Somebody that loves Jesus so much can't help but talking about him. I think what we need to do is just love him so much we can't help but talk about him. And not worry about others. I'm not saying try to cram something down somebody's throat, but people are willing to tell us how they feel all the time. I think it's time we told them how we feel. Amen? And if there's anybody that's worthy of talking about, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Fishermen like to talk about fishing. Hunters like to talk about hunting. Grandparents like to talk about grandchildren. But as Christians, we ought to all want to talk about Jesus. Amen? The song says, let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He. The Lord of Lords Supreme through all eternity. That's who we need to be talking about. Because He's from everlasting to everlasting. He has not changed. And dear friends, by faith, through faith, we understand these things tonight. I scratch my head at some of the things I see, but through faith, I know I'm safe in the Lord. Father, we thank you for your love. Lord, you're going to have to help me with this invitation. I'm not exactly sure what to do. But Lord, may we just be obedient to the Spirit's moving in our life. Lord Jesus, we'll thank you for what you do. Help those that need to come. And if there be one here tonight without Christ as Savior, Lord, may they not leave this building tonight until they get it settled once and for all. Heaven's going to be their home. Lord, for those of us that are saved, Lord, may we be strengthened in our faith. And Lord, may we, through faith, accomplish your blessed will with our lives. And we'll thank you and we'll praise you. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen. Living by faith.